Just So You Know podcast, here to give everyone a chance to let someone know just how much they mean to them. Welcome back, everyone, to another podcast. I have a new guest here. Today we have
Xander.
Is that the name that you're going to go by this whole time? There's too many names for me to keep track of.
Gub can choose.
Gub?
Gub.
Zerple.
Zerple.
We'll go by Xander. That feels better.
Yep.
Xander, rapid fire. Are you ready?
Sure.
What's your favorite sport?
That I play?
Valid clarifying question. In general?
Probably baseball.
What sports do you play?
Tennis and bowling.
What do you do for work?
I umpire baseball. I love my job.
What's your favorite hobbies?
Well, I like disc golfing. I like ball golfing. Mm-hmm. I like wakeboarding. I ride my bike. I hang out with friends. I do my due diligence, you know? Get around.
Yeah. A lot of hobbies. A lot of hobbies there. Yep. Favorite, band, group, artist?
Probably Zach Bryan.
That's great.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a concert?
I have. I went in March down in Chicago to see Zach Bryan.
Oh, you did?
I did. And it was a great time. It was my first concert I ever been to. And
Yeah.
Real blast.
Vibes were good.
I've never been to a concert, Gub. I did not. No, I didn't. I went to, the Griffins game. I don't know. First concert I remember.
Yeah, that's valid.
That's right.
Have you ever been to Disney?
Yes, and then Kerbal ruined our trip.
Oh, no.
Actually, he really didn't, but time for fireworks, and we had to leave because he was whining.
Yikes.
Yeah. This is the biggest turndown for a little, six-year-old like me.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yep.
That is not my fault.
Crazy.
You would say
that. on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate Jennison overall?
Oh yeah. I'd honestly give Jennison an 8.
Wow.
It's a pretty valid 7.5.
7.5.
Yeah, it's a pretty valid school.
Yeah.
There are some flaws, but you're going to have that with schools.
Yeah.
You will. Yep.
You are.
Yep.
You had a free day. Nothing on the docket. Money is not a barrier.
Oh.
What are you doing? What are you filling your time with?
So I definitely start off my day with a good round of golf.
Great.
A good round of golf.
What golf course you playing?
Oh, brother. I don't know. I mean, any good golf course. Just let me play 18 at 8 in the morning.
Great.
Oh, perfect day. And then after that, I'd have, somebody's truck. I'd drive the truck.
Yep.
I like driving truck.
Sure.
So I'd drive the truck home. And then I'd probably ask my grandpa to go shoot pool. I mean, I'd probably go shoot pool with my grandpa and then get home and make some plans with friends. And we'd go to the Grand Haven or something and I don't know. You know, just hang out.
Yeah, hang out. Yeah. What are you eating?
During the day, I feel like a good sushi lunch would be good.
Great.
That's a pretty valid lunch. And then for breakfast, you can't go wrong with sausage, egg, and cheese at Don's.
Yeah.
And then for dinner, I'd honestly just come back home and get one of my father's pizzas.
Pizza?
Oh, yeah.
What's going on the pizza?
He makes a good pizza.
Yeah?
I honestly do not care what's on the pizza. Whatever he has in store, as long as it's not spicy. Mm. That's right.
Not a spicy guy?
No.
Yeah. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Cookie dough.
Least favorite food?
Veggies.
Really?
Yep. The whole category.
The whole food group.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had a really good question. I'm forgetting it.
That's a shame.
Oh, what's your favorite meme right now?
Meme?
Yeah, or just like funny video that you've watched recently?
I don't know. I think I laugh every time I see it. It's the video of Trump doing this, like that one.
The little dance.
Yeah. Oh, I laugh every time.
Yeah, funny guy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Funny guy.
Yep.
Xander, for those of you, the viewers who don't know who you are, how would you explain who you are? Maybe some of the things that you participate in and do, but more or less, who are you as a person?
So I'd say if you didn't know me, I'd tell you I go to Jenison. I'm 15. I got a couple brothers, good loving mother and father. And, you know, I like to do outdoorsy stuff. I like to get around. I enjoy my hobbies. I enjoy interaction with friends, and yeah, I mean, I enjoy spending time with people and making memories.
Making memes.
Yeah.
What's the memory that you always like come back to, remember, laugh at, just like that was a good old time?
Oh yeah. I think last year, I went on this Tennessee trip with my church, and it was just a group of us, you know, student leaders, and, you know, we went whitewater rafting, you know, and it was probably, like, one of the funnest things I've ever done in my entire life.
Yeah.
It was, like, raining and storming, but I was, like, really, really, really begging my pastor to bring us still. And so he did, and he brought all of us. It was probably the best decision he's ever made, because
of course
it was a great time. But honestly, it was just that whole day, you know, the 8-hour car ride to Tennessee from Indiana, the Chick-fil-A stop.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And
good
then,
stuff.
You know, going back to the cabin and playing cards with my pastor and, you know, some other people. It was just a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always good mem.
That's a good memory.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite card game?
I'd say Euchre.
The best Midwest answer.
That's right.
In the books.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. West Side. Yep. I would say, yeah, either Euchre or poker. Yeah. And my board game is Catan.
Catan. What color?
Oh, me and my friends play Catan all the time. Oh,
yeah.
Great game.
It's a great game.
What'd you ask?
What color? What color are you playing?
Whatever he gives me. Huh?
Yeah. I don't have a specific.
I'm not picky.
Really?
No.
I like blue.
If I had to choose, I'd probably go orange.
Orange.
Yeah. I just feel like that one I always have some good luck with. So,
yeah, yeah. Always one is better than the others.
Yeah.
Throughout the course of your solid 15 years of life.
Great 15.
What would you say is one of your biggest accomplishments? Something you're really proud of?
Yeah. I'd say my one... Something I'm... Oh, this is tricky.
Yeah, it's hard.
I think one of the biggest things I've done, as, you know, audience-wise or, you know, impactful-wise, is I recently got to share my testimony at NTS camp.
Yeah.
Never the Same, down in Indiana, and all their locations. Over, like, 6,000 kids.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And, yeah, it's crazy. I mean, like, you don't realize how much kids it is, and then, like, you go to camp, and it's, like, that's only a fifth of them.
Yeah.
And the conversations that I had after my video played, like, very genuine. Yeah. Very, very impactful, because, you know, kids with the same story as me.
Yeah.
And they come up, and they, you know, they say that, you know, we have the same story, and then we can connect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were some of the most impactful conversations that you got to have? What were those like? What feels like impacted you the most? And what did you get to share? What was your wisdom you got to share with them?
This one girl came up to me. She said that, you know, she got into church, and her mom, you know, didn't really believe in anything. She was very opposed to the idea at first. And now she is, you know, a profound Christian that found Jesus. Oh. Thanks to Jesus.
Yeah.
And it was just cool, maybe, because you see the way that God works through people's life.
Yeah.
And how he can bring people that you wouldn't think he could bring in, he actually brings in.
Yeah.
Like 6-8 months ago, I didn't think Graydon was gonna get into church at all. Like, I don't know if I had faith.
Yeah.
That Graydon was gonna turn around, or any of my family, but then he did, and it really opened my eyes.
Yeah. what is, for the people that might be listening, that, you know, are the first person to, like, stand up in anything, whether that's faith, or it's, like, the first person in the family to not do the job or go to college, or, you know, like the same things as their family, like, you being the first person to step out in your family in different factors, like, what is your advice or wisdom or, like, encouragement to people in those categories?
Don't be afraid to step through the door.
Hmm.
Because you'll spend your entire life wishing you had. And, the more you put it off, the longer it's just going to sit there and bother you.
Yeah.
And it does say in the Bible somewhere, I don't remember, I read this at NTS camp, but said something about how you, like, stepping through the door or something like that, and, you know, not being afraid to.
Mm.
And I think that one really stuck with me, but, yeah, I think my biggest advice is to not be afraid of what others are going to think of you.
Mm.
And think of the outcome.
Yeah.
That will come from you stepping first.
Well, in times or seasons where things feel like super discouraging or hopeless, maybe you feel like you don't have anyone that's next to you, feel maybe like lonely or isolated, what's helped you personally get through seasons like that?
Well, I had one recently, and it was right before NTS camp, and I went to NTS camp, and God really showed me that, like, he is not just distant, but he's actually, like, right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's, and he cares about me.
Yeah.
More than any other person would.
Hmm.
And that really just bring peace to my heart, because, you know, before then I was really struggling with, like, just, I don't know. I just felt like I was really distant from the world.
Hmm.
And I wasn't feeling very liked. And then God showed me that, opened my eyes, and I got through it. But I think, another thing is just talking to people.
Yeah.
Other people that aren't in the situation at the moment.
Yeah.
You know, for them to give you insight.
Yeah.
Like my neighbor or anyone I talk to, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
What is one of your biggest, like, flops? Like, absolutely missed the mark, embarrassing, absolutely just a wreck of a story that is just funny to share?
Well, a couple years ago, let me tell you. I was on this, like, mountain bike high.
Yep.
You know how you get, like, different highs
at certain seasons?
Just
super hyper-fixated on just one thing.
Right. Yeah. Couple days before school. Like, I mean, literally, like, either, like, I think it was the day before school. No. Yeah, it was on the first day of school. Yeah. After school. I come home and I watch this YouTube video, after my, soccer practice or what you have it. I don't know. About mountain biking, and I get another rush. You know, I gotta go. And so then I did. I went up to the Old Faithful, Chapel Point. They got a little trail there, and they had this feature where you would go up on this, like, wooden board, like this plank that, like, is angled upwards. It's kind of like a jump. So, like, you had this dirt thing up to the thing, and then, like, you ride the wood, and then you land on the landing. And I didn't take it fast enough, and I cased with my front wheel, and I went over my handlebars. No. I got a concussion. I was knocked out for approximately 5 minutes. And I didn't remember anything. Like, I don't remember anything after, like, going over my handlebars, really.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I wake up, and I'm in the hospital.
Oh,
urgent care. And they've got this warm blanket on me. I'm getting sent into this MRI machine.
No.
I'm like, where am I? I was clueless.
Yeah.
And the only certain thing I knew was that I had a warm blanket on me.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
That thing was nice.
It's a certain fact.
Yeah, if I miss anything from that hospital, it was that.
Do you often miss that hospital?
Well, no. That was my first time in the hospital ever being on the hospital bed.
Last time?
You don't know. I wouldn't think so, but
hey, I guess never we'll know.
See. I don't know.
What's one of the biggest things this year that you're excited about?
I would say sporting events.
Yep.
Football games, basketball games. I would say ski season.
Hmm.
Bowling season.
Hmm.
Tennis season.
Hmm.
I would also say the amount of times I get to see my friends every day.
Yep.
It's always fun.
Always.
I mean, it doesn't matter the interaction. It's just you get to see them. Say
exactly.
What's up. You don't get to do that in summer.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's like summer. It's like an every other day, maybe every 3 days, every week, maybe. You know, you get busy.
Yeah.
But school is a certainty. And there's just something about school. It's like the discipline of being in a routine.
Yeah.
That I kind of miss. You know. I kind of miss, but, you know, it has its downsides, the homework and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't take home any homework this year, but still a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
But, yeah, I'm excited for school spirit, friends, dances.
Yep.
And, Yeah. Yeah.
Do you, do you have any special, like, roles this year? I know last year you made some guest star appearances inside of the Wildcat news videos or whatever those are called.
Oh, you know, I'm everywhere. You know, so.
potentially behind the scenes in a few social media capacities. Unnamed, uncharted territories.
You saw that one, didn't you?
Or maybe like student council or things like
right,
that.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, right, so, right. Any special things going on this year?
I am part of the general council yet again this year. I mean, I don't think they would be able to have a council without me.
Really? It's like in the same likeness that Gub said that a dinner is not a real dinner without watermelon. Student council wouldn't be student
That's
council
right.
without you.
That's right. You have to have somebody that throws the group off.
For sure.
You really can't have all the same people.
Yeah.
Because then you don't get that same diversity.
Exactly. Diversity in thought.
I bring better ideas to the table.
Wow.
Whether they like it or not. Whether they think so or not.
Yeah, 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 yeah. What's the best idea that's come from
Xandal? Well, a couple of the ones I had the other day.
Like?
Well, we were doing this Renaissance thing. Just hear me out. I said school barbershop.
Sure.
School uniform.
No.
I said, almost Fridays on the class boards.
Yes.
That would be funny.
I would agree.
Almost Friday apparel in the green or in the cat's corner.
Yes.
I also think, I don't know what I said. I think I said more hot chocolate bars.
Hmm.
That was fun.
New idea.
Oh, more
campus life merch. Almost Fridays. We put them on sweatshirts.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool. I think that'd be a big hit.
I'll make a store.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it. Friday morning, you just got to have
with
your
rack. With the donuts.
Oh, 100%. They'd go crazy for that.
Free donut. Free donut with a shirt purchase. Hey, they're free already, so I guess.
Buy one, get one.
There it is.
Right.
You can buy the donut or you can buy the sweatshirt. Just kidding. So, barbershop.
I think that was my biggest idea.
Explain the practicals behind that one.
So you'd get a couple students.
Yep.
That knew how to cut hair.
Sure.
Like myself.
Oh, you know how to cut hair.
100%. You see Gubs is cut right now? That's all me.
Yikes.
That's all me.
Just kidding.
Well, that's all. It's just a little overgrown. Like an overgrown lawn.
Yep.
That needs a trimming.
Please don't buzz his head ever again.
Not sure if he wants another buzz, but I may or may not give him a fade after this because we have nothing else to do. What do you say, Gub? Low taper fade.
Low taper fade?
What about that? Yes, I do.
You watched one video and said you knew how to taper.
I've watched videos in the past.
Hey, your cut looks great.
Thank you. I got it at Zach's barbershop.
So, barbershop, get a few kids who know how to cut hair.
How to cut hair, and then you get a few kids that need a cut, and you send them to the bathroom.
The bathroom.
That's right. I mean, there's no other place to do it. There's no other appropriate place to do it.
Sure.
You can't do it in the library. You can't do it in a classroom. It's too distracting. No. That's disgusting. Hairs all over the smith now.
Yeah,
no.
No. That wouldn't pass health code.
Right, yeah, they'd get canceled.
Yep.
But yeah, I think that's a good idea. I don't know the logistics of it, but I'm sure a school board thinks of something.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
Come on now. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I raised my hand and I said, can I say all of them? And they said, sure. And so then I just started listing them off. And everybody joked and laughed it off like it wasn't a good idea, but I think it was a good
idea. I'm being serious.
I mean, you get a good laugh out of it, but it is serious.
Yeah. So I had you write a letter to someone.
Yeah.
Would you explain to me who that someone is?
Yeah, so that someone would be my neighbor.
Yeah.
Name Miss Bev. Been talking to her all my life.
Yeah.
Right up on her front doorstep. ringing that doorbell, having good combos.
Yeah.
And that's who I wrote my letter to.
Let's hear it.
Miss Bev, you changed my life in a way you don't even know from times where I felt confused or wondering what would happen next. You always remind me that God has a bigger picture and that I just need to open my eyes when I talk to you, or my eyes, yep. Talking to you at your doorstep all my life has been such a blessing, but it's not only, it's given me something to give, to look forward to. It's given me the courage to talk to somebody else the same way you talk to me. It's amazing how you always have something to say. You always have a question for me, and we always get a good convo. I'm just not like that. It takes me time to think of a good convo. You always have a good question that flows right through you, and I believe that that God gave you the gift of what to say. You've been around way longer than me. So you've given me not only the tools, but the knowledge to set up my life in a way that I'm not going to regret it. And for that, I thank you deeply. I just pray that one day I can impact another kid's life the same way you've impacted mine. Anyways, thanks for being my neighbor, my whole life and always.
That's really sweet. Xander, just so you know, I've been really grateful to watch this whole last year. You flourish in the capacity to invite other people into your life, to give them a seat at the table, from Bible studies before school, to prayer groups and to holy ragers and things of those that nature. It's been incredible to watch you be a forerunner, to be a person who gets to lead other people as you figure it out yourself. It's been super cool to hear your story from so many different people's perspectives, from Riley and from Abby and from all these other people in your life who have seen you a lot longer and known you a lot longer than I have even. And to see the person that God's forming you to be is really encouraging. And I love hearing the different stories that come from your yes to people and to sports and to extracurriculars and to hobbies and to all of those things. And so grateful to know you, friend. And I'm excited to see the many people that you are going to impact and have impacted already. Your sense of humor is much like the one that runs in this family. It's inclusive and it brings people in and it, gives someone something to laugh about. And so I'm grateful for that. What's your parting wisdom for our listeners?
Well, first off, thank you, Shabs, for coming in to our home.
Yeah.
Takes a real one to travel. How far you traveled.
Yeah. Real long
the
way.
Whole 5 miles.
Yeah, the whole.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But it is nice. It was nice having you on podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Having me on podcast, actually. Yep. But yeah, parting words, I just say live life one day at a time and embrace the moment. Thank you, Shabs.
That's all, chat. See you next time.
That's why I say thanks every